Good evening. My name is Gary calling with customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I received a fraud alert from my bank, which is Coastal One, and they gave me this number and told me where the charge was from, and I just want to know what the deal is with this charge.
Okay, we are a call center, and we represent 100 different online vendors, so I would have to have your name and zip code to see who was it exactly that charged you and why. So,
I can tell you that the name of the company they gave me is Maximum Hard W.
Okay, I would still have to have your name and zip code to see exactly.
Okay, I can give you my name and zip code.
What is your? Could you spell your first name?
It's Lynn, LYNN.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
02857.
Can you spell your last name?
Yes, it's GARDIF.
Okay, GARDIF.
No, D A R D as in dog.
Okay.
D A R D as in dog. I S as in Sam.
Okay.
Dardis.
Dardis. Okay.
And the charge was, I believe, $39.95.
Is there any other name that could possibly be up under? I'm not seeing anything for Lynn.
You got it.
Well, it's not going to be you because it's my card. I mean, it could. I guess it could be under Matthew Dardis. That's my husband. But this is specifically my debit card that I got the fraud alert, and I called the number that I was supposed to call for them, and they gave me this phone number for me to inquire about the charge and just to make sure it was nothing that I authorized.
Let me see here, Dardis. This is not putting up anything, and I don't mean to be repetitive, but it is your last name is D-A-R-D-I-F.
S. S as in Sam.
Yes, ma'am. What the? I'm not. And what was the? Could you tell me what those charges were? The name on it? The company?
Hold on 1 second. My name is Matt Dardis. I'm the primary account holder. Let's get the last name spelled right and see if you can find it in the database.
Okay. Your last name?
D as in David, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, D as in David, I as in India, S as in Sierra.
Okay, S.
Very specific name. There's only 4 of us in the entire continental U.S.
Lynn Dardis.
That ought to pop right up in your database.
Okay. I see a Sean. I see a Brendan. Let me go to the next page. Brendan. Okay, let me put in her first name again because it's not.
No first names. You found people named Dardis in your database?
Yes, sir, but none of them are named Lynn. There are Brendan.
I don't know or have any relatives named Brendan. So we don't have anything from Lynn in the database?
Let me put her name back in and take out this list. Okay, when I put it, Jesus Christ,
L-Y-N-N, 2 N's.
Yes, sir. When I put in Lynn, that brings up Jesus Christ. I have a Lynn McKnight, Lynn Hung. Okay, let me try this. This might. Can I have your zip code again? This
is 02857.
02857. Well, I'm not pulling up anything, sir. You might need to call your bank and have that.
All right, so what you're saying is, in your database, you can't find a record of a transaction from Lynn Dardis anywhere?
No, sir. I don't even see her name in here.
So somebody's doing credit card fraud on this behalf, on their behalf.
Got it. All right, we'll reach out to our bank and have them cancel this charge.
Yes, sir. I would do that immediately. I don't see anything.
Thank you very much. Have a great what was your name?
My name is Gary, G-A-R-Y. My last name is
Thank Edward. You very much, Gary. Top-notch support tonight.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Have a good night.
All right, you too, sir.
Bye.